Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
On Japanese Wagyu, Australian Wagyu, Bowden Ribeye, Porterhouse, New York Strip, plus you'll find domestic Colorado lamb, Spanish Iberico pork, wild game, and the best wild seafood. Truly something for so many for a gift. This holiday season, enjoy some of the best steaks on the planet. Order some today and have a mouth-watering meal tomorrow. And orders placed before 5 p.m. Monday through Friday ship the same day. Visit SecondCityPrime.com. SecondCityPrime.com.
Oh, hey, welcome to gift wrapping.
Whoa, Zoe Saldana.
Hey, can you wrap these, please?
Wow, iPhone 17s. You splurged.
At T-Mobile, you can get four iPhone 17s on them. The new center stage front camera is amazing for group selfies. It's the perfect gift for everyone.
I'm the worst. I only got my mom a robe.
Well, it's better than socks.
So, I have to trade in my old phone, right?
No, at T-Mobile, there's no trade-ins needed when you switch. Keep your old phone or give it as a gift.
Incredible.
In fact, wrap up my old phone, too. For my Aunt Rosa. Forget that. Aunt Liz will be jealous.
Sounds like my family. Drama!
Oh, I got it. I'll give it to my abuela. I'll take reindeer paper with... Hey, where are you going?
To T-Mobile!
The holidays are better at T-Mobile. Get four iPhone 17s on us. No trade-in needed when you switch. Plus, four lines for just $25 a line.
24 monthly bill credits and 4 eligible port-ins on essentials for well-qualified customers. Auto pay plus taxes, fees, and $35 device connection charge. Credits and balance due if you pay off earlier. Cancel. Contact us. Finance agreement 256 gigabytes, $830 required. Visit T-Mobile.com.
Winterland at Gallagher Way is back this holiday season with festive fun for all ages. From November 23rd through December 31st, experience the Chris Kindle Market Wrigleyville. Ice skating, train rides, visit with Santa, and more. Admission to Winterland is free. Visit GallagherWay.com for more info.
This is where Chicago comes to talk first place Bears football. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Presented to you in part by your local Hyundai dealers. WSCR Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. And Odyssey Sports Station.
The Score!
The Bears!
We'll go next to Chris Emma from 670 The Score. Go ahead, Chris.
Chris Emma.
I will fight Chris Emma. Name the time, name the place. I'll be there, Chris Emma.
Covering the Bears for 670 The Score.
Covering the Bears quite a bit, as he always does, and we're always happy to have him aboard. Chris Emma.
Yeah, we got you, Chris. Chris, you look like you're working that technology about like I did.
Lead Bears writer for 670thescore.com.
At the same point in time, they've got major depth concerns, so, I mean, I feel like I got the crowd noise here with these cicadas going. I got tuned out here outside of Hallis Hall.
Chris Emma with Spiegel and Holmes.
I like it.
On 670 The Score.
Let's do this. Our guy Chris Emma has all the news from Hallis Hall. He joins us now on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. Emma, thanks for joining us. Big Aunt Heron is here for Spiegs. What do we need to know from Hallis Hall?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Boys, good to be with you. Let's catch up because today is a Wednesday for the Bears on a Tuesday. They flipped this week given the structure from the past week. So they were out on the practice field today. There was no injury report. That'll come out tomorrow, even though tomorrow is an off day. But I can report that TJ Edwards was back out there, and that is a very good sign for a defense that's been quite shorthanded at linebacker. I noticed a club on his right hand, which he had surgically repaired a month ago after suffering that fracture. I think it was more about the hamstring because they could have put that hand in a club. So he's ready to go. We don't know if he is full or limited. We will find out tomorrow, but certainly ramping up towards potentially returning for Sunday.
That is definitely exciting news. And one of the Bears' defensive starters that was hopeful to return finally got back out on the field last Friday. What was the latest you got to hear from and about Jalen Johnson?
Well, yeah, he was not able to speak with reporters during his work before getting activated. So this was the first we here locally were able to hear from him. And you really got a sense of the guy that we've heard so many times before, who's really deep in his thought, deep in his mind, and deep in his spirit. And this was a really tough ordeal for him, but he found inner peace through his time away. And he stepped away from the team to return home while doing his rehab there, returned in recent weeks, was back in the locker room, back with these guys and joining a team that's been stacking victories. But let's get right to it. Here's Jalen Johnson on his road back.
Yeah, I mean, I was at home, so it was better for me that way. I would say to just be away from the game in that way. I think it kind of can mess you a little bit when you are in it, but you're not in it. And especially for me, I mean, I've been playing this game since I've been 7 years old. So I think for me to have the game taken from me through injury was something I wanted to kind of protect myself in mentally. So it was better for me, I would say, to be home, but it was definitely good to see the guys succeeding on the screen.
It seemed like a serious enough injury that it could have cost you the rest of your season if it's possible. How do you feel about being able to be back with so much time left?
I mean, I feel blessed, I would say. I mean, at the end of the day, I would say wrote myself off as well coming back this season. But, I mean, God had different plans, and God can push me and told me that I'm on his time and not what anybody else says. So, for me, just really buying into that and then doing what I need to do, getting extra work, pushing myself to get back a lot sooner, to get stronger a lot faster. So, I mean, for me, I'm just continuing to do that and hopefully to get to 100% as quick as possible.
You have this rivalry a lot, Jalen. You play the Packers a lot.
Yeah.
Is it a different feeling going in first place, being on top, the confidence level in this locker room, is it different?
Yes. I would say the confidence is a lot higher in the locker room, in the building, and just what we can do. When you put it on tape, it gives you more confidence. So I think for us going to this game, we have more belief than I would say what we've had previously before, because we've put in the work and we've seen the results come from it, and naturally you gain confidence from that. So I would say we definitely feel a lot better, but again, this is a different team, a different season, and we're going into it, I would say, all guns blazing, ready and prepared.
Sometimes when guys are recovering from an injury, there's like physical and mental challenges.
Yeah, for sure.
What was that experience like with you with trying to recover from such a major injury?
What was it like? I think for me, honestly, it was more so spiritually. I think I went on a 10-day fruit and water fast, lost like 15-20 pounds, and really just kind of stripped myself in that moment. I was already vulnerable physically, but I would say just also stripping myself spiritually and mentally, and pushing myself to get closer to God and to be uncomfortable, because throughout this whole process, that's what I've been, and I think for me that gave me a lot more strength, that gave me a lot more peace with where I'm at in life, and really just continue to lean on God. I've gotten a lot of clarity from him throughout that process. So for me, it was really just growing as a man, as I've always been trying to do, grow mentally, spiritually, to help me with the physical part of it. Because realistically, this surgery is nothing. I think just keeping my mind in the right spot, keeping my spirit, man, in the right position and trending towards God is the biggest thing for me.
Jalen, there have been off seasons in the past where we've asked you about the feelings going on. You said, I want to see the results, to have the results on the side. How would you describe kind of what you guys are going through as a team and the culture that's in place right now?
How would I describe it? I mean, I feel like it's kind of hard to describe. I think for us, we're all going through it together, and we're all trying to be on the same page and mature through this together. I feel like a lot of this group has never been together, but some guys have won, some guys haven't won. So it's kind of just finding the right temperature in our locker room, figuring out what works well for us as a group, buying into what the coaches are saying, committing and recommitting each and every week. So I think for me, for us, it's something that really can't be described right now, but we're just really going through it, and that's why we don't really take too much of what everybody's saying on the outside and just trying to remain tunnel vision until we get to the end.
This is a great follow-up by you, Emma, about some of the things that Jalen's talking about, and he's clearly on a journey. Like, what did you take away from that conversation that you guys had with him?
I think he's just in a really good place, and I was able to kind of visit with him a couple weeks ago as he walked through the locker room, just saying hi, how you doing, and like he just had a big smile on his face. He seems genuinely excited to be back with his team. This guy has been through it during his time with the Bears, really tough seasons. Gosh, I mean, last year we know what his role was as part of a team that unraveled around Matt Eberflus, and he's been the guy over the years when there's been renewed hope in the offseason that says, let's see it. Let's see how this all plays out, and there's a genuine curiosity to Jalen Johnson that I think he feels is being rewarded right now. And it's been bittersweet for him because he's not been around this team. He's not been playing. He's not been even at Hallis Hall for a lot of this season. I think he is overjoyed to be in this really good place mentally and emotionally and to be back with his team sitting at 9-3 heading to Lambeau Field in first place and as the number one seed. So he's certainly thrilled to contribute. I think he also got a good mental, spiritual reset when he was back home with his family and enjoying some time away from football, but he's certainly thrilled to be back now.
Well, Emma, of course, the Bears passing game was a part of the topics that have continued to be talked about, and Ben Johnson himself has had a lot to say about the Bears passing game between post-game and then the follow-up the day after, and now you get back-to-back Ben. Really three consecutive days in some ways of Ben Johnson just talking about everything that was positive about the Bears, but the passing attack itself has been topical because the coach himself is talking about the room for improvement there. What were you able to hear from Johnson and Caleb himself?
I thought it was interesting the way that he took a question and brought himself back to his media availability yesterday, talking about his comments of this passing game has to improve and it takes everybody. And he specified, you know, it's not just Caleb. It's route depth. It's running with the right technique and mastering every detail of your route. And he was asked about the passing game today and circled right back on it. So here's Ben Johnson.
Yeah, I think when I made that comment yesterday, it's easily to the construe it as I'm not happy with the quarterback. That's not the case whatsoever. He continues to get better each and every week. And I couldn't be more pleased with how he played last week. And I know what the stats say, throw those out the window. He's doing a really good job managing the ball game. And that's step number one for the quarterback. And so he's going to continue to get better. He's doing the process is really good right now with how he approaches the week. The way he's taken the coaching, the way he's applying the coaching, I'm very pleased with that. And I think we're going to continue to see him ascend, whether the stats tell the story or not.
Yeah, it's so close. I mean, like, if you look at last game, there was obviously I had the two that, you know, were that I should have, you know, hit, you know, thrown to the right side, Rome and DJ, and then right time and right everything miss. And then, you know, we have the other couple plays where the guy slip, but it's right time and right spot. It's just the guy slip. And then, you know, then we had a couple where it was just, you know, miscommunication on, you know, him breaking in or out and things like that. So we were in the right spot, right time. And it's just, you know, just not on the same page. So that's really what it's come down to. And so us going back and watching film and looking at it and all of that, you know, we're so close and we'll be hitting here soon.
What do you hear in terms of your 111? This week of trying to get that going.
Yeah, details, and you know, when the time comes, give the guys a runner's ball. And then from there, you know, let them go be special. But, you know, my part of it is details, is footwork, being clean, you know, moving throughout the concepts, you know, getting reps and visualizing all the different reps and concepts that we have throughout the weeks. And, you know, visualize completing each pass and, you know, the coverage or, you know, how I may be, you know, in my drop or, you know, pressure or anything like that. And, you know, just feeling confident in that. And then delivering a good runner's ball for those guys so they can go make special plays for us.
Emma, how would you assess how the Bears' ability to run the ball has impacted their pass game?
I think it is made up for a lot of things they're still working on in that regard. They're able to play with physicality up front, and you saw that on Friday. They took it to the defending champions, and that was such an impressive performance. But Ben Johnson knows this thing has to get better. He knows the passing game has to improve. They're sitting there right now, second in running game and 16th in passing. And the bread and butter is going to be running the darn ball, and you've seen them do that with a lot of success. But the play-action shot to Cole Kmet for that touchdown was an example of how they want to marry the run game and the pass game in an ideal world. And but you like to strike that balance, and there's going to be games where you got to throw the ball more. Maybe you're playing from behind. You got to strike that comeback, and you can't just count on the running game. And I think you're seeing the elements of what this offense can look like in a perfect world, but it's about the execution factor now. They're not far, and I say that because I believe that the greatest hiccup for this right now is just time on task and mastering for Caleb, your footwork, going through your progressions. I mean, we're sitting here in early December right now. We're only a few months off, 4 months off from when this offense was such a work in progress, and they're really struggling with the finer points. And they're sitting here right now with a top 10 offense that's inspired some confidence and a team sitting at 9-3. But keep in mind, they're not that far off from this offense just being installed and working through the basics of it. I think it's going to get there. And it's everybody, as Ben Johnson said, it's not just Caleb. It's the receivers running their routes properly, getting to the right spots. They're not running the wrong route. They got to be in the right spots in terms of round depth. There's a big difference in Ben Johnson's mind between running 10 yards deep and 11 yards deep. And it's all about those finer details and Caleb putting it all together. So I think they're close. I think they're going to only improve that, albeit against some tougher challenges ahead and some daunting December weather to come.
So let's talk about one of those challenges. This defense that they're going up against this week, pretty tough. And they've been okay with having to shuffle the left tackle position between three different players, which is wild. How are they making it work?
Well, I'll take that back too, and you're going to hear from Ben Johnson at the end about Ozzie Tripillo in that tackle spot, but I think it's really notable the way that you've had three different guys step in at left tackle and play pretty well, and Ozzie Tripillo obviously being the most recent one. Back in August, he bowed out of that competition. He was just a non-factor. They didn't want to even see him compete, let alone step in as a starter, and now he is that guy. He is your starter at left tackle, and this offensive line is playing at such a high level. It's different now. You're facing some big-time challenges here. You just saw one against the Philadelphia Eagles. Now you got one in Green Bay with this Packers defense that is loaded with talent and with a defensive coordinator, Jeff Halfley, who knows what to do with these guys. You're going to hear some big-time respect from Ben Johnson. He said this is probably the best defense that they've faced so far. Here's Ben Johnson on that and more.
Well, hey, personnel-wise, they're pretty loaded across the board. You know, you got multiple guys up front that you got to be aware of. Starting with Micah, do a great job moving around, so it's hard to get a beat for where he's going to be. Rashawn Gary's still playing at a high level. And then they've got a lot of depth up there, too. But you can tell they're really well coached. They do a great job shedding blocks on their front line. With the linebackers, a lot of respect for Quay Walker. He's been doing it at a high level now for a number of years. And Cooper, I don't think that he was healthy when I was calling games last year against them, but he shows up all over the tape. He's flying around. There are matchup issues for your backs in pass pro. You can tell they bring it. Fast players, sideline to sideline. And then I think these safeties is probably the two best safeties that we've seen all year long. They're extremely active in the run game. They're all over the field. And so we've got a tall task here at hand. And then when you combine it with the scheme, I think Halfley does a great job of making it simple for them, and yet to the offense it can seem fairly complex, and those guys just go out and they play really, really fast, and that's what shows up all over the tape.
We've seen some really good pass rushers all season, elite pass rushers all season. How have you seen the confidence grow in that unit going up against those tough defensive lines of pass rushers?
Yeah, no, we've faced a number of good ones. You know, I think the last one that you really earmarked to a degree was Max Crosby, you know, and he still was able to affect the game quite a bit there when we played Vegas early in the season. Hutch was another one just like that up in Detroit. And so we faced a number of them. We got obviously both Micah and Rashawn Gary here this week. And, you know, going forward, it seems like we're going to have somebody every week. So, I think our guys do have some confidence. I do think they're playing well up front in both the run game and the pass game. I'm talking about our offensive line. They're doing a really nice job right now. But like I said, each week's its own story, and we got to go out there and create our own narrative here this week.
When you're deciding who's playing left tackle for you week to week or even down the stretch of the season, how much do you factor in the hope of what Ozzie Tripillo's ultimate trajectory is as a long-term solution at tackle for you, him being a second-round pick and all?
Yeah, I mean, the draft status is out of the window once they enter the building, so that doesn't play a factor whatsoever. We're always going to play the guy that gives us the best chance to win the ball game, and so that's where it starts. I think he's an ascending player, just like you alluded to. He's still developing, and he's going to continue to get better the more reps he has. I feel the same way about Theo, too. He's a young player that the more time on task he gets, the better he's going to get as well. So I think that's a good problem to have, is to have a number of young options at tackle that are only going to continue to get better.
Big Ant, when you look at the matchup between the Bears offense, the way that they've played the last couple weeks, and Green Bay's defense, what do you see?
I love the question there from Herb about offensive tackle, because it impacts this season, but potentially the years to come. And the hope was that Ozzie Tripillo could be that answer at tackle, and he'll have a chance to continue to stack performances. They're going to have a similar plan against Green Bay, just like they had against Pittsburgh, where between alignment and true help in chipping the defensive ends for Green Bay, because it's not only about Micah Parsons, as much as they move him around, Rashawn Gary can rush the edge at a really high level also, and stylistically they're different guys. But they've got to have a plan for each of them, but the way they move Parsons around is certainly going to be something the Bears are going to have to account for, and this will be a different challenge than the one Tripillo has faced in either of his first couple of starts.
Emma, these are incredible times that we are in with the Bears. Do the Bears have a sense of that too?
I think there's an appreciation for what they're doing, and they are very process-driven. They follow the lead of Ben Johnson, who's saying, don't look back, we're looking forward. But they're 9-3, and they went through it. Caleb Williams reflected back on going to Green Bay last year, kind of chuckled like, man, that was a totally different time. And they're relishing this. You saw that in the locker room Friday, as you have many times before, now 9 times this season, celebrating those wins. And there's an appreciation. Here's Caleb Williams on whether he thought this would be a special season.
Yeah, I've felt that as soon as we started getting the guys in the building, as soon as it's funny, you know, we like Ben and I, we'd be up in the office and like we got a special group here because we got so many guys that care, and I've said that on multitude of times, and so being able to feel that energy, being able to know the guys and the type of guys we have in the building, you know, just trying to be able to work on all the details, get everything right in my wheelhouse, and then obviously try and help the guys and push the guys and try and make sure they're in the right spot. But early on, I felt that we had a real shot, and just got to keep working towards it.
Nuggets and tidbits?
Yes, this is the 211th all-time meeting between the Bears and the Packers. The last time the Bears won consecutive games in this series, got to go back to 2007 for that. The Bears have had just one winning season since Lovie Smith was fired in 2012. Ben Johnson accomplished that in his first dozen games on the job. He would become just the second head coach in franchise history to win 10 of his 13 games. The other was George Stanley Halas. And in honor of Les Grobstein, his favorite game in this Bears-Packers series, 1980, a 61-7 win over the Packers, for which Les said, quote, KMA, I wish they would have run it up more on them.
Emma, incredible Bears hit with the cherry on top of a Les Grobstein nugget. Outstanding work,
you know,
sir.
What?
KMA. You're damn right. KMA. Thanks, Emma. We appreciate it.
Take care.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.